Shlita. Start Slichas, Motzi Shabbos. One of the Slichas makes mention of the Kozeh B'moitzei Menucha. You start Motzi Shabbos every year, regardless of when Rosh Hashanah falls out. We have to have a certain amount of days in order to have Slichas. It's like Bikur on a Korban, in order to make sure that we're ready for Rosh Hashanah. But there's something about Motzei Shabbos that is appropriate for Slichas. So one of the pshatim that I saw brought down is we want to start Slichas with a healthy approach. Sometimes Slichas brings with it also admission. It's part of the tshuva process. We say al chet, ashamnu. And therefore we're afraid that chas v'shalom someone should slide into some type of depression. So we start Motzei Shabbos after enjoying an uplifting, beautiful Shabbos. So a person's feeling in good spirits. It's the appropriate balance. However, I'd like to suggest perhaps why Dafka Shabbos Parshas Kisavoy is the right time to start Slichas. This week's parasha begins with the inyan of Bikurim. Bikurim is when a person brings his first fruit. The first fruit is something that a person really appreciates and enjoys. People that, when they make their first dollar in their business, often they tape that dollar on the wall in their house, in their business, because that's like a pride and joy. So a person takes his first fruit and he brings it to the Kohen because he wants to show gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wants to be makir toif to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The inyan of Bikurim is the inyan of Akoras HaToif. And Reb Chaim Epstein explains that the beginning of the tshuva process is appreciating HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gifts. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's been so kind to us. He's given us so much. How could we possibly go against Him? And if a person appreciates everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him, so that's really what it compels him to do tshuva. So right after learning Parshas Kisavoy, and we speak about and we highlight the chashivas of Bikurim and of Akoras HaToif, we start Slichas with Ashrei. Ashrei is when we go through the Aleph base, which the Mefarshim explain is like Teva. It's just nature's taking its course. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. But in every one of them, we're seeing the Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're seeing the Tishbachos. We're seeing the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Toiv Hashem Lakol. Poiseach Es Yodecho Masbi'a L'chol Chai Rotzoin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kind to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustains us. And He puts us in the right focus. As we say, as a Hakdama to Slichas. So we say, we recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goodness, and then we could start properly beginning asking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Selicha in the Selichas. The Baal Shem, I'm sorry, the Dubna Magid, gives a mashal. The mashal of the Dubna Magid is there was a father who was a very successful businessman. And he really wanted that his son should join him in his business and be a part of the empire, of his business empire. But the son wasn't interested in just being underneath his father. He wanted to make it on his own. The son wanted to do it by himself. So the son decided, that's it. I'm leaving my father's business. I'm going to go and I'm going to be successful on my own. And he goes out and he starts his own business. And he's wheeling and dealing. He's moving and shaking. And, you know, when you start a business, so sometimes you have to, borrow money. And the business didn't go well. And the son ended up being very heavily in debt. So he had no choice. He went back to his father. He said, Dad, could you bail me out? I got way too much debt. Business was a flop. I want you to, could you possibly help me? Because creditors are going to come. They're going to take my house. They're going to take my car. So he said, I'm happy to pay the debt, no problem. But I hope you learned your lesson. Come back and work with me. Says the Dubna Magid, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look, we messed up. We messed up. And now we're asking you to forgive us. Can you take care of the debt? But Hashem Baruch Hu says, no problem. But now it's time to come back to me. Come back. We all think that we know what the right thing to do is and how to go, and we made mistakes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I can tell you what to do. Just come back and join me. The Baal Shem Tov has a beautiful mashal I think is very appropriate for us. The Baal Shem Tov's mashal is as follows. There was one time a king who was going through one of the many different provinces that he was king over, and he was with a tremendous entourage. And the king was traveling together with his military, with his army. And they were driving and they were coming. They came to a certain area and the whole entire entourage couldn't make it through because there was a gate there. And the king said, just knock the gate down. You know, it's halacha. Melech is player together. A king can do that. And the entire entourage just started going through someone's field. The guy who was there was a simple person. He didn't know king, no king. He just sees a bunch of people walking through his field. They knock down his fence. He gets angry. He starts throwing rocks and throwing stones at the king's entourage. So, obviously, he was quickly arrested, and right away they wanted to kill him. But the king understood that this fellow didn't mean bad. He just didn't know what it was, the king. The king says, I don't want him to be executed. His punishment is he has to come and clean the palace of the king. So they brought him to the palace, and he was there scrubbing the floors of the palace outside the gates of the king and outside the courtyard. And then they brought him inside, and he was inside the palace in one of the imperial rooms until they brought him to the throne room, and then he realized what the king was. And then he said, I'd like to speak to the king. And he begged his forgiveness. He said, I didn't know. The Baal Shem says that's a mashal for all of us, but I think it's especially appropriate for us because we were in a faraway place. And out there, it's very hard to really recognize the greatness of the Borei Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you come to Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. You come to my capital. You come to my palace to dwell with the king in the palace. We're here to appreciate better HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that should compel us to do more tshuva, because now we understand better who the king is. Now we see it better. We say in the davening, "Be'ein meilitz yosher mul magid pesha." There's no one who can really defend us. In meilitz yosher, there's no one that could say what we did was correct. Mul magid pesha, someone who's talking about our sins. Still, tagid li Yaakov dvar choyku mishpat. Tell Yaakov, Klal Yisrael, that they should do choyku mishpat and tzadkenu b'mishpat, and then we will come out righteous when you judge us. What's pshat in this tefillah? Be'ein meilitz yosher mul magid pesha. There's no one that can defend us. So how is it tzadkenu b'mishpat? And what are we talking in the middle? Tagid li Yaakov dvar choyku mishpat. Zokter b'zusha mi'anapoli amoyer dikadaher. B'zusha says, sometimes the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells us to do things. We don't really understand why we're doing them. But you know, we do them anyway. Kacha. With no real explanation. Kodesh Baruch Hu said to do it. No real feeling. Doesn't resonate with us. Doesn't feel like exciting to us. We don't understand it. But we do it because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to do it. And it might feel for us like that would be like something, a burden. Says Abzusha, it's a tremendous, tremendous matana. Because when a Kodesh Baruch Hu's in Shamayim, and people are coming, and there's a judgment on every one of us, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, let him live another year. And the prosecutor says, I don't understand, it doesn't make any sense. Look at all these averis he's doing. How could you say he should live another year? A Kodesh Baruch Hu says, kacha, that's what we're going to do. If we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kacha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will pardon you, kacha. So that's pshat, we say, Be'ein meilitz yosher, no one can defend us. Mul magid pesha. No one can explain that we did wrong. However, tagid li Yaakov dvar choyku mishpat. Tell Klal Yisrael they should do things, even if they don't understand them. And then, tzadkeinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu will also come out for us, b'tzedek, b'mishpat. And I think that sometimes Slichos does take on a little bit of that type of persona. Because we don't always understand everything we're saying. We don't even understand always the Yud Gimel Ikrim. The Mashkiach Shlita will be giving a shmooze about the Yud Gimel Ikrim on Tzoyim Gedalia. But up until then, a lot of the Slichos that we're saying, it's hard for us to understand. So why are we saying it? Kacha. And we do that, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu also responds. And he says, I will pardon you, kacha. We try in yeshiva as much as possible to be able to connect with the slichas. And yeshiva's minig is that be'etzem, all we say is the beginning, which is the same for all the slichas, and the one pizman. So the yeshiva slichas is considerably shorter than most slichas in most places. This is the yeshiva's minig, which was our minig since we opened the yeshiva. We spoke to Gedolei Yisrael about that minig. The function of that minig is that a person can slowly say his slichas. It won't take too much time because we're not saying that much, but he could try to connect with the slichas as much as he can, to be able to feel the slichas, that it should be something where he's really asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tonight is the night when we begin slichas, and it's always Matzah Shabbos after people have slept in the afternoon. So we feel that tonight we can try to say as much of the slichas as we possibly can. So it's a little longer. But during the week, the slichas is always, the slichas we say is shorter. Not that we should get out earlier, because our slichas takes almost as long as everyone else's, but we can actually say the words. We could feel the words. And Beis Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu should help. So we're getting closer to Rosh Hashanah. And we could start, it's in the air already. You know, Ella sometimes, it's a little bit harder because it's a little distant. It's not so distant. Because Hashem Kodesh Baruch Hu should help that every one of us should be able to feel that the desire to get closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha, Vinashuva, Kodesh Baruch Hu should bring us closer to Him. We should do tshuva. Chadesh Yomeinu Kikedem.